میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا, حدیث کا مضمون, سمری آف حدیث, if anybody need a house in heaven and he need that on the day of judgment, Allah تبارک و تعالی make his account easily, ہمارا حساب آسانی سے لیا جائے اور جنت میں گھر مل جائے. Any everybody of us, they need that, we get easily passed from the accountability, yes, of the day of judgment and go directly in jannat, have a house in heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say the three things today. Before I explain those three things, I think everybody, every viewer of Madhi Channel, make intention that such a big reward, okay, from now onward, whatever I'm saying, because it's not my saying, it's saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will do it, I will take these three habits. Aka farmate hain, number one, جو تمہیں محروم کرے تم اسے عطا کرو. If anybody, what we say, that deprives you, you give him. You don't deprive, tit for tat, no. جیسے کو تیسا نہیں. If you are not giving me anything, any gift, no problem, I will give you. Because I need house in heaven. Second, جو تم سے قطع تعلق کرے, cut ties کرے, family ties cut کرے, آپ اسے joint کر دیں. تم اسے جو تم سے قطع تعلق کرے تم اسے جوڑ لو. سم ٹائم وی آر سیئنگ ہی از ناٹ گیونگ می انویٹیشن ان ہز سن ویڈنگ, سو آئی ایم ناٹ گیونگ ہم. ہی قطع تعلق کر رہا ہے, یو ڈو اٹ, نو پرابلم. اف ہی از ناٹ آسک انوائٹ یو, اف ہی از ناٹ گیو یو دا گفٹ, نو پرابلم. آئی نیڈ اے ہاؤس ان ہیون, آئی نیڈ دا ایزینیس آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ. دا تھرڈ تھنگ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے, جو تم پر ظلم کرے تم اسے معاف کر دو.
سبحان اللہ.
اف یو ڈو دیز تھری تھنگز, ایوری تھنگ ول سالو. Actually, the problem is tit for tat, anger, he's not smiling on my wedding ceremony and he's not coming, okay, I'm not going to him, I'm not giving to him.
At times, even in religious gatherings, you'll find that, people, due to anger, at times even religious people, they say, you know what, there's a dispute between me and him, I'll never attend his gatherings. Even if he gives me invitation, I'll never go for his gatherings. I'll never...
Even they don't go in masjid.
Yes.
He's praying in that masjid, I will not go
there.
Astaghfirullah.
It's true. It's happened. It's happened.
One beautiful thing happened day before yesterday. I had a bayan in Karachi, one place in Milad Ishtema. I don't know. The two people came there, the two big businessmen, and they are very much, we can say the opposite of each of them, or they have opposition circumstances like that. About last 20 years. And the business community is there. After Ishtema, they told me, we are trying from last 20 years to make them friends, to combine them. Today after Ishtema, they both become friends, mashallah, and sit together. I don't know. They're both sitting with me and making dinner. After that, the people told me that, both of them, I don't know. But these two are the big enemy of each other for last 20 years. And alhamdulillah, because of that particular ishtima, mashallah, they become friends now. So they sit together. So actually, one story is there. People remembering each other. If I have relationship with anybody from 10 years and then the relationship broke, I remember him, I'm missing him. But what shaitan saying, no, it's your not fault.
He must come first.
And because of that particular one story, we missed and we lost our beautiful friend, our beautiful family member.